We are learning Maseches Vavasra, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. We are starting 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. The first word on the line is Noyach, Noyach Lichvayash, Lichvash, Noyach Lichvash. We learned in the Gemara right before this that there's a machlokes if you can make a kinyan on a karka with hiluch alone. That Rabbi Eliezer holds, just walking through the chatzah without improving it in any way, is called a kinyan. And he brought a raya from the pasuk that Hashem told Avraham Avinu, "Kum hisalach ba'aretz arkolach rochbalk luchatinano." That would be a kinyan. And Rabbanon say it's not a raya from there. That was just to show that Avram is the real owner of the property, and hiluch does not work. You have to do an actual chazaka, which is nal, gadol, paratz, make a fence. You dig a little bit. You have to do improvement to the property in order to be considered a kinyan chazaka. So Mara says, "Omar Rav Yosi bar Chanina, moedim chacham l'Rav Eliezer." B'shvil shel kramim, if you want to be kinda a little pathway through a vineyard, that pathway is made for walking, then walking is a chazaka. Since it's made for walking, it's a walking path, therefore, hiluch is considered a kinyan as well. What's pshat in that? So both the Rashbam and Tosfos explain that since we find the Gemara that says, we had the Gemara before, that if you take a matzois, you take a mat, and you put it on the ground, and you go to sleep, that's considered a kinyan, because that's called a shtamshus of the chatzah, it's derech hanah. See, here also, the shtamshus of shil shakram is to walk through it. And Tosfos speaks out, there are maskel v'shil shakram, zok Tosfos, near a dafka v'shil shakramim, she'inu osa klal el hiluch. Dafka v'shil shakramim, with the whole thing is made for hiluch. Aval shar derech osu ksas l'shtamash by tzarech acha. But other derech, other pathways are made for other things as well, and therefore, it's not just for walking, it's made to get somewhere, and it's made to maybe put things there down, so then there will not help walking through it. Dafka of Shul Shakram, and the whole chavetz of Shul Shakram is to walk through it, and therefore hiluch is siddur chazaka. So Rashbam has two pshat of exactly what we're talking about. We'll go with the first pshat. That when someone came, it's Lodun al Iske al Isek Odom Shemasna Lechaver Limker Shil Shokramim. This is the Gemara, I've done the Gemara before. Since we mentioned Shil Shokramim, a pathway in the middle of a vineyard, so he's talking about that. There was a story where a guy said he's going to sell Shil Shokramim. The question is, how wide does that have to be? So he also came to Rav Yitzchak Ba'ami, Amalhu, Avu Havule, give him a path that's wide enough. If he's holding a load of a bundle of twigs that he could turn around without hitting the walls. That he could turn around, twist around with this load on his back, a load of twigs on his back, he could twist around without banging into the walls. That's only if this path has mechitzas, has fences on both sides, therefore it has to be wide enough that it shouldn't damage your load. But if it's no mechitzas, it doesn't have fences on each side, so you could do what you want. You could just give him a pathway, enough of a path that he could pick up one foot and put down the other foot, and you could plant all around it. And you don't care if he's holding a load, it's not a problem because the load won't get damaged by any walls. There are no walls. And therefore, if there's no walls, as long as you give him a pathway he could walk, it makes no difference. It doesn't have to be as wide as the load, as the package that he's holding, because since there's no walls, it won't bother him that it's not wide enough. It's in the Mishnah, when you sell a derech ha-yachid, a stam derech ha-yachid is 4 amas. What's a derech ha-yachid? Derech ha-yachid is just a pathway into his own property. So all you need is the width of 4 amas. Tana, acher ma'imrim, a different shear. Kadesh yavar chamar b'masai. The shear of 4 amas in the Mishnah is the width of a hagolah, of a wagon. But a chamar, with its load, it's less than 4 amas. We'll see what the size is in a second. So acherim say that the derech ha-yachid is enough, sufficient to be wide for that chamar or masoi could pass through it. Omar Rav Huna, locha ka acherim. Rav Huna says, we paskin like the acherim. Now, dayone goyla, either the girsa is in the Rashbam, dayone goyla amri, dayone goyla art amaroyim, the Shmuel and Karna. Therefore, you can't be goyris to Tanya, it's not a brisa. Or you learn Tonu Dani Goyla. It means Dani Goyla brought down a brisa. So Dayone Goyla, they say that the shear of the Derech Yochid is Shnei Gemadim HaMechza, 2.5 amas. The Gemadim are smaller amas, 2.5 amas. Va'amar Rav Huna says, Halacha Dayone Goyla. And Rav Huna says, Halacha we paskin like the Yonagerla. Frank the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna lach ka'acherim, pask like the Acherim. So it's a stira. On one hand, we're saying like the Acherim, we say the width is like a chamar b'masa. On the other hand, we're saying the shear is 2.5 amas. And where it says, no, pasha teretz, idi v'idi chach yuru. They're both one shear, which is 2.5 amas. That means that bottom line is, we have a machlaikis. Our Mishnah says the shear of derech, the width of a derech hayachid, of a yachid's pathway is 4 amas, size of agala. But the Acherim and the Dayani Gaila hold, it's enough to be 2.5 amas, not 4 amas, and Rav Huna paskins like Acherim. The verse says further, it says in the Mishnah, Derech Rabim Sheish Yasri Amas. Torah Rabbanon, Derech HaYochid is 4 amas, like we just learned in our Mishnah, that Derech HaYochid is 4 amas. Derech Me'ir Le'ir, when it's a road going from city to city, this road is not made for everyone, it's just made for these two cities. So then you don't need a regular size of Sheish Rabim, it's enough, Shmoina Amas. Why need 8 amas? Enough, the two wagons could pass each other. So it's 4 amas is the width of one wagon, and 8 amas is enough for two wagons. Derech on top of Amabez, Derech Harabim on top of Kuf Amabez, Derech Harabim, Shesh Yasir Amas. If it's you're selling a Shesh Harabim, it's got to be 60 Amas. What's a Shesh Harabim? That's made for the whole world. Whoever wants can come here. What about Derech Ari Miklot? We know Ari Miklot with these cities where someone can run away. If he kills B'Shagig, he runs to the Ari Miklot, and now the Goyal Adam, which means the relative of the person who got killed, cannot kill him. And the same goes for someone who killed on purpose. He's allowed to go to the Ari Miklot until he gets the best, until he goes to court. So they had these big roads going to the Ari Miklot in order to make it easy for the murderers to run to the Ari Miklot. So what's the shear of the derech, the width of the derech? Derech Ari Miklot, shloishim v'shtayim amas, is 32 amas wide. Amar Rav Huna, Mikra, where do we see that? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, tachon lecha ha-derech, derech ha-derech. We learn from the Pasuk of talking about ha-derech with a hey, so derech, the word derech is very 16 amas. Ha-derech makes it double, makes it altogether 32 amas wide. Derech ha-melech ain't l'shir. It says derech ha-melech has no shir. Why? Sha-melech pirates gather, lastly, derech ha-melech v'yodeh. A melech has a right to be pirates gather. He breaks down any fence. Lastly, derech ha-melech v'yodeh can be meicha. Therefore, melech gets ain't l'shir, gets as much as he wants. Derech HaKever, Ein Lo Shir, it says that by Levaya, the people come to Levaya, is no shear of how the size of Levaya, and they can walk into other people's property because of, Marsha's why? Mishum Yikur the Shachva, because of the covet of the mace. It said in the Mishnah, HaMaimid Dayone Tzipari Omru Bas Dalakavim. The place of the Maimid, where the Espedim were, the shear is, if it's 4 Kavim. When we spoke out, it's around 40 Amos by 4 Amos, that's the shear. Now, the Mara mentioned something now about kfaros now. Tana Rabbanon, ha-moyche kivrei, someone sells a kever, or he sells derech kivrei, his derech means the weight to his kever, that's what it means, the weight to his kever, or it means, or another thing he sold was makam ha-moda, he sold makam ha-moda, beis ha-spedoi, the house we make the spedim, and in Maisa, usually the way it worked was that each of Mishpacha had their own chelka, own beis ha-kfaros, where they buried their people, where they buried their mesim, and where they made their spedim. And here, someone in the family, could have been the one who was in charge, he went ahead, and he sold it. He sold it. Now, the rest of the family is not happy about it, because now it's a bazillion for them. They don't have a place to bury their mesim. You don't bury it in the chelka of the krivim, it doesn't look good. So the halacha is, they could be meicha, it's tekan under Rabbanon, but they could be meicha on the sale. They could say, you know what? I'm going to give you back the money. I don't agree to the sale. We don't agree to give up our chelka, and we want to null the sale, and the halacha is, you're allowed to do that. Rishman speaks out that, of course, you give back the money. It says, G'nayhu lahem, shein l'krayim makam k'vura, there's no place for k'vura. Hilkach, om Rabbanon, therefore Rabbanon said, lishkol, take the money back, lishkol domi v'lahadem, and you're a neg on the sale, v'achim y'behedya, that's says first over there in the parak. That's what you do. Salakapanim. That's the halacha. That in a case where they're meicha, they could annul the sale. Talk to Maravaita. Now the Brisa goes further and discusses about the maimid and what you did by the maimid exactly. Turn around, Bonner. The Brisa teaches us ain peichasim shiva mamadosh meshavas lemeis. You don't do less than 7 mamadosh meshavas lemeis. What's mamadosh meshavas? It means they used to stop and sit down, and then get back up and go again, and sit down and stop and stop and sit down and go again. 7 stops. And when they stopped, they sat down and they thought about the mace. They did tshuva. They cried about the mace. Some say, some Rishonim say, my mothers, they stood up and said a hesped. But that and they do, today they do this also. They say v'inoyam. Yeshiva says elyon. They say Yeshiva says elyon. They stop every seven times. Why seven times? Keneged the pasuk in Kehelas. Because it says there, keneged the pasuk says havel avolim amakehelas. Havel avolim hakol hevel. And in this pasuk, there's seven times the word hevel, because havolim is lashon rabim, is two. So you have havel avolim, that's three. Then you have, again, omakahel is havel avolim, which is another three, it's six. And hakol hevel is seven. So connected the seven hevels in this pasuk, we correspond to that, we stop seven times. Because we want to show how everything in this world is futile, and it's hevel, and it's worth nothing, and really, the ikker thing to do in this world is ruchnius and mitzvahs. Zoktam Ravai, the Omle Rav Acha read the Rav Rav Ashi. Hechi Avdi, what do they do? How was it performed, basically, this maimit? Omle, so Rav Ashi answered, Kiritayin, Lutin of Raisa. Omle Rav Yehuda really says, but Yehuda, in the area of Yehuda, Bereshoina, but at the beginning, Loya Pechasim, Meshivim Amodos, Umashavas Tameis. They didn't do less than seven Amodos, Umashavas. Kegoin, imdu yikaram amayidu. Like, this was the way they did it. They said, stop, everyone stop. And Thiras Ba means, everyone stand up. They were sitting down, everyone stand up, because that was after the first time they sat. And then the Pasuk says, shavu yikaram shavu, sit down, then you sit down, and they cry on the loss. So that was the case. They did it seven times. They were sitting, they said, stand up and go, and they then stop and sit down, and stand up, sit down, did it seven times. That's what Rabbi Huda said in the Braisa. And the Rabbanan said, Amaleim Kain, Apa Shabbos Mutlas Kain. We know we can't do this on Shabbos, but if you're not doing any real Hespedim, all you're doing is standing up and sitting down, why can't you do this on Shabbos? And the Gemara later on will explain, like, what were they doing in the basic Kfaros on Shabbos, but because you can't bury a mace on Shabbos, but we know they can't do this minig of seven times you can't do on Shabbos. And Rabban said, if that's what you do, then you should do it on Shabbos also. And therefore, Rabban hold, there must be you do something else. Though the Gemara doesn't tell us what it is, but there must be that you do something else. Now, the Gemara, so we just brought down this Braisa to teach us to see from Rav Yehuda how you did the ceremony, how you performed the ceremony by stopping seven times. The Gemara brings a story. Ach say the Romi by Papa, the sister of Romi by Papa, Havansiyule Rav Avia, was married to Rav Avia. Shechiva, she died. So Avalei Maimed Moishav. Rav Avia made this Maimed ceremony called Maimed Moishav, the standing and sitting seven times, stopping and sitting seven times. And we'll see, he didn't do this on the day of the Kvur, he did this the next day. So Amar Rav Yosef, Ta'a Vatarti, he made two mistakes. First of all, Ta'a, She'ein Oysin El V'Kroivim. You only do this with Kroivim. She'ein Oysin El V'Kroivim. It's only done with Kroivim. You can't do this with other people. And V'hu Hava Flav R'Chaikim, Rav Avia did this ceremony with other non-Kroivim. That was one mistake he made. But Ta'a, that means the participants in the Maimid were the Kroivim, were the relatives. And he did it with non-relatives. That was one mistake. But Ta, another mistake, Shein Eisen Ovei Rishon, you only do it on the day of the Kvura. For Hu Avav Yom Sheni, he did the ceremony on the second day. So it's two mistakes. Abai said there were more mistakes. Abai Omav, Honami Ta'a, there's another mistake that Rav Avi made. She'ein oisim elo beveis hakfaros. You only do the ceremony in the beis hakfaros. Who was to be here? He did it after he got to the city. It was the next day. Rav Amar, a fourth mistake. Bahanamita. And the fourth mistake also, what was the fourth mistake? She'ein oisim amakam shenagu. You only do this in a place where that's a minig to do it. Vahasim lenog. In the place where Avi lived, there's not the minig. So he did four mistakes. What mistake number one was, it was rechaikim. It wasn't kraivim. Number two, he did it on the second day, after he did it the day after the kvura. Number three, he made a mistake that he did it in the ear instead of doing the basic kvaras. Number four, it wasn't a makam shenagu. Now, the Gemara will go back to this Braisa before. The Braisa says, Meisvei, Omru Loi, the Chum said that if it's just, the whole ceremony just consists of standing and sitting, why can't you do it on Shabbos? Now the problem is, if Abaye just told us that it has to be done in the basic kvaros, what are you doing in the basic kvaros on Shabbos? Bishlam, if you do it in the ear, so it could be they buried him early on Friday, and now they're in the city, they want to do it on Shabbos. But now that we're saying you have to do that in the basic kvaros, what are you doing in the basic kvaros on Shabbos? We have a basic kvaros, Uveyim Aleph, and it's the first day of Day of Kvura, the basic kvaros on Shabbos, my boy, what are you doing in the basic kvaros on Shabbos? Now I'll bury a mace on Shabbos, what are you doing in the basic kvaros? So my answer is, Be'ira smuch l'beisek varus. It was a city that was near the cemetery, near the beisek varus. So they buried, right before Shabbos, they buried the mace. And now, they're within the tchum, that's why, because the city is close to the beisek varus, within the tchum. Now they're walking back. So as they turn around to walk back, the Rabbanan say, the Chayyish will do the ceremony called a Maimid, because it's not doing anything that's not Shabbos day. You're just standing and sitting and thinking about the mace. So that was pshat in Rabbanan's Taina. The Eros book was a forest, Tehu ben Hashmashus, that they bought the body there, Ben Hashmashus, which means right before Shabbos. It's not possible. You can't bury Ben Hashmashus. It means right before Shabbos. And therefore now, as it turns Ben Hashmashus, you're on the way back. That was the whole Shiloh, if you could do a Maimid on Shabbos.